Romans 10:17 says, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Early in my Christian walk, I learned a shortcut to reading the word of God. The result was that I didn't have to read the word at all. All I had to do was read books by people who were smarter than me. I could read Charles Stanley or Chuck Swindoll and become an authority on almost anything. In order to understand end times events, I didn't have to read Daniel or Revelation. All I had to do was read The Late Great Planet Earth by Hal Lindsey. Television preachers were a big help to me. Most of them could tell me what the Bible said without even opening it. Amazing, I thought. If I wanted to be a good parent, all I had to do was raise my children according to Focus on the Family and James Dobson. I managed to acquire a lot of knowledge, but there were big holes in my understanding. I knew a lot about the Bible, but did not have the big picture. I had a piecemeal kind of theology. I couldn't even put the events in proper chronological order, and to my shame, I had been a Christian for almost 11 years and had not read the Bible in its entirety. I had only read bits and pieces and majored on the issues that were of special interest to me. A personal crisis in my life drove me to the Scriptures, and boy, was that a humbling experience. I realized that I was not as smart as I thought I was. What I lacked was spiritual maturity, and no amount of book knowledge could compensate for that. I still like books and all, but sooner or later, you have to put down the books and go back to Scripture. I kind of sense that I'm not the only one who has made this mistake. I think it's a major problem in the church today. Today, people just go to the internet and they do a 5-minute search and they become an expert on anything. They think they've got a lot of Bible knowledge. And what knowledge they have is actually very, very shallow. Here's the point here, Christians. We have to get back to the Scriptures, all right? Please, read your Bibles.